That isn't cranberry sauce, Artie.
Go on, Carlos.
You're listening to the To Be Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, featuring hosts Super Marcy.
Hey everybody, remember to put a condom on your computer.
Feed the Terrible Australian.
That dude sounds like Charles Bronson!
And Professor Batch.
She wants the revenge for the ones that took her bananas.
This podcast contains explicit language.
No, he said it all love, so that way when he, you know...
Yes. Allegedly.
Adult themes.
It just wants to go down.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com and you can show your support and get exclusive content at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
My son just escaped from his school.
I got molested in a little boy's room. Hands off my treasure, Bosun Moon.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the To Be Tuesdays podcast. This is episode 79, and I am your lovely host, Super Marcy. And joining me, as always, is my Canadian brother, Mr. Professor Batch. Hello, Batch. How you doing today?
That's Mr. Professor Science Batch.
Oh, Mr. Professor Science Batch.
My intro is getting bigger, so because it's just you and me this week.
It is. There is no Bede. What happened to Bede?
I got a message from Louis Lasser on my phone that my ex-wife Louise has taken Bede, and she needs him to drive her around and do her errands and rub his feet. God bless his soul. I feel sorry for that poor lad.
Yeah, so Bede is running Louise's errands and possibly doing a wine tasting and vacuum clean testing. So
he's just carrying all her boxes of rotary phones.
I think she's gonna make him clean those rotary phones. So
oh no,
yikes!
Well, does he have a power wash?
Well, I don't think Bede's in the know with power wash, so he's gonna have to do it the old fashioned way.
What was the other? What was the other one we were laughing at? Like the mop, the jet mop, the wet vac. No, it's the wet.
Wet jet.
Wet jets. Yes.
Yes. Bede, make sure you've got a wet jet.
Not there in the end. Execution was poor.
Oh, geez. But yes, Bede will be back next episode with his pick. But this week, somebody else has actually chosen our pick.
Yeah, we didn't have a choice. It was forced on us the second that they found that Bede was not here. We've got a message from...
The old great and powerful Geico Kaiju! I think a great Geico Kaiju has announced that he will take this week's pick for the film Stone City... I don't know the name of the film. It's Stone Age Sirens. I'm just a lizard message.
Wow. So Geico Kaiju is making us watch Stone Age Sirens from Full Moon.
I think that guy was on too much of the Geico Kaiju farts from last episode.
I think he was high on his own farts, actually, yeah.
Well, that is something that they do in that cult, so.
Yeah, as we saw last week. But I keep saying whatever. We are watching, we are watching...
Stone Age Sirens!
Yes, from Full Moon. So who knows what to expect. We have done several Full Moon features on this show, and each time it's been quite the journey. So let's get to the movie.
I predict Booby Fair in this movie.
Potentially. Allegedly. I mean, maybe.
Allegedly.
It is still like Booby Fair month, so fingers crossed.
Oh, it is.
Yes. So, I mean, something called Stone Age Sirens that says adult comedy. I mean, surely that's got to be a bit of Booby Fair.
I'm not getting the movie. All right, have you had press play?
We haven't started yet.
Oh, okay.
I'll count us down. But yes, you can find Stone Age Sirens on Tubi, and it will, I'm sure it is playing somewhere else. You might have it in your collection. And just play the movie when I say go, and you can watch the movie and listen to us discuss it. And just be aware of the ads that may play when using Tubi, so pause whatever you need to accordingly. Or you can just listen to us discuss this movie without watching anything, because we're very entertaining. So, I'll count us down and...
Allegedly.
Allegedly. I'll count us down, and when I say play, we'll play the movie. So, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. Now, I hate to tell you this, but we don't have subtitles.
Oh no, how will we know what the film is going to be about?
Even with subtitles, I never know what the film is about. Jezebel Bond! What a name.
That's a name.
That's a name. I don't know who
Nicole Sheridan, okay.
Kennedy Johnston.
That's Mr. Kennedy Johnston.
Evan Stone. I don't know.
Oh god.
Know what's going on?
I think
on.
He's a porn actor.
Alexandre Boisvert, I don't know, I'm sorry. Leslie Zen. These do sound very porn starry names. I'm a little bit scared.
And Jay Richardson.
And Jay Richardson, the most normal name
as
so far.
As the beaver.
So far, all that's on the screen is just fire with the credits. So, I'm a little scared. Is that fire chlamydia? We don't know.
Oh, it's something burning.
Mmm. There's a burning sensation. This is why...
half the crew at this point in the movie.
This is why you clean your rotary phones.
Yes. Make sure you use that wet jet on your rotary phone because you don't want the clap.
Oh, special effects by Retro FX.
There's effects in this movie?
I'm scared. I'm very scared. Oh, very scared. Oh my gosh, these credits are just never ending. This is like half the movie is just credits. So, amazing.
That's from the O'Willis clan.
I'm scared. What if this is actually a porno and we're just going to watch porn for 40 minutes?
Then this suddenly becomes an After Dark episode.
It suddenly does. It suddenly does. Which, oh god!
Oh, that's the finest CGI.
That is... Well, 1 million years ago, so this is like, caveman, in a way, maybe. Oh, booby fair almost straight away.
Right away. Oh, well, almost.
Almost.
No, not technically booby fair. Almost.
I mean, he has less on than her.
True.
So, I think I've worked out why Gaiko Kaiju picked this movie, because he's potentially in this movie.
I think that may be a accurate assumption.
I think so. And I wouldn't be surprised if a certain person called Craven will show up at some point, because this looks like a very Craven
Oh, don't
Craven
say
movie.
His name or he'll show up.
I mean...
We're lucky we don't have beef for this episode. We don't want him.
I mean, we know what happens when Bede's here.
Miss you, Bede. Miss you, buddy.
Miss you, Bede. Hope you are on the mend. Oh my god!
Hey, how's it going?
Hello, I'm just Fine, dinosaur. Don't say hello. Oh my goodness, these effects.
It's a sequel. This is a sequel to Caveman.
It is. This fits in with the ongoing storyline for season 2 or phase 2 of the 2B Tuesdays podcast, which somehow focuses around the LA Wars. But also prehistoric shit.
Oh, yeah,
that's
porn actor Evan Stone.
That's Evan Stone. Clearly I'm watching the wrong porn. Can we see his moose knuckles?
Patented, almost.
He's wearing Ugg boots 1 million years ago. Wow.
I hope there's no dialogue in this movie.
I mean, that would be way better. Ah, rah, rah, I don't know what he's saying.
Is this just the movie without the porn?
It might be. This is an After Dark episode, because I edit out porn from pornos. Oh, jeez. And if you want to listen to After Dark, just look up After Dark with Super Marcy podcast. Brum, brum. He's seriously wearing Ugg boots.
We are going to have to cover the She-Hulk movie on that show, right?
I mean, potentially.
Starring China?
Yeah, allegedly we will be, yes.
Okay.
Look at that giant footprint!
Oh!
That's definitely Geico Kaiju.
That's got to be Geico Kaiju.
Mm. I love how a million years ago, there was the cave people had very intricate tattoos. What the fuck is that?
That is not Geico Kaiju.
That's definite. That thing did not make those footprints, let me tell you. Oh, there he is!
Yeah, it's Geico Kaiju.
There he is! Hello, Geico Kaiju. She's gonna spear you!
Oh, hail the great Geico Kaiju! No, don't throw that spear at Geico Kaiju! Oh.
Wait, what's going on?
There's a portal now.
There's a portal? Oh, she went through the portal!
She's gonna go see Wongers!
Yes! I think that was Madison. Like, a million years ago.
She's the best character of the season so far.
Oh, she is amazing. Okay. I'm so confused. She's gone through a
He's gonna go fuck that dog.
He probably is, and I don't want to know about it. Oh, here we are, a million years later.
Why couldn't this movie have just stayed in the past?
I know, right? But this is like...
Shut up, Sharon. What do you know?
Oh, yeah, he's a porn star too. This is totally a movie without the porn.
It is. But it's also a remake of Encino Man, except going through a portal.
Yeah.
In your really weird frilly bikinis.
What's that noise?
And this explains the acting. This is very porn-esque acting.
Should we go see what it is?
Yes, so.
I mean, you can go see what it is.
I feel we're making great progress right here. I'm certain that prehistoric man inhabited this area.
Oh my gosh, this acting is porn level acting.
Do you want to go see what it is?
Yeah. Yes.
I got a feeling we'll be using that button a lot this episode.
That makes perfect sense.
Let's go see what that noise was. I wonder if these two put condoms on their computer. Oh my god, we have an ad. We are
for Tubi.
7 minutes and 5 seconds in the movie with an ad for Tubi.
It's been a few episodes since we've had an ad.
I know. What's up with that? Like, I was so used to not having ads.
I'm waiting for us to get called out for not watching movies on Tubi.
And we are getting boring ads. Like, where's the Wild Secrets? I don't need gamblers' help.
If anything should have a Wild Secrets ad, it should be this movie.
I mean, they're talking about anacondas. I mean, that was a lame joke, but whatever.
The anaconda is his penis.
Exactly. Oh, gosh. Samsung.
What is that? Oh,
what?
What's that stain on that shirt?
It is the farts of Geico Kaiju. Get this Samsung washing machine.
That smell does not get out.
It doesn't. We are back 7:09 with a cave woman in her frilly bikini discovering a Winnebago or something. I don't know. Oh, the portal's still open.
Come on, Wong, close that shit.
What are you doing, Wongers?
Just a hunch, but I think it's one of those black hole vortex.
The line reading is incredible.
that should be a soundbite.
This is a portal to another world dimension or something.
It's a small Stargate.
Yes, this movie is definitely something.
Oh, he's gonna throw a rock through it.
That's not good.
Oh my.
Science!
This is why you're the professor.
That's right. That's me, Professor Science Badge.
How does the vortex work?
Professor Science, how does a vortex work? Holyverse, you take the circular... No. I don't make those dirty jokes. That's Bede's joke.
Nah, see, you hesitate and you can't do it because we know Bede's the champion of the jokes.
No, it's my job to basically throw it right across the plate for Bede so he swings at it every single time.
Exactly.
That's how this show works.
So let's speculate. How many subscribers for Bede to wear the cavewoman outfit?
Well, I think that's not going to be the best outfit we see in this movie, so let's hold it for that. It probably won't be.
Although I do think he should wear it. Oh, this is getting interesting.
Oh. There we go.
Whoa,
I don't want to jump the gun. I don't want to jump the gun on the music here.
I mean.
There we go.
Yay. I mean, it's taking these two a little bit too long to get out of their clothes and actually notice there's a woman in the bed.
Yes.
Yeah, you can tell these are porn actors because they're not used to acting with their clothes on.
No, they're terrible.
They're really bad, which probably makes this movie more glorious. Oh, wait, a booby fair? Booby fair! Hey, now!
Perfect timing.
Finally! We're only like 10 minutes into this movie. Waited long enough for boobies. Oh! He's got tidy whities on.
So, then it's about to go. How softcore is this? Whoa, they cut out 20 minutes of that.
They completely did.
That was a jump cut.
That was. They were going to get into some BDSM shit right there. See, this really is like the After Dark podcast right now.
Oh my god.
How did she get out of her clothes that quickly? They definitely cut that out.
They were mid-act.
They were. Tara. She's good. Clearly wearing a wig. Tara.
I'm Richard. Now let's just continue this, Tara, with the two of us. And
teach her the ways of civilization.
Isn't the old adage, what happens in a Winnebago stays in a Winnebago?
It does. Wow, this is amazing acting.
Yes. Tara, are you from the big Yes. hole?
Psh, what do we need Bede for? This guy can just explain everything with his hands. She must be
some form of. Are you from the giant space vagina?
I bet he went and stuck his dick in it. We just didn't see it yet.
No.
Well, they cut it out, rather.
Would that make it a interstellar black hole glory hole?
Yes. I think so. This is true. Because we know aliens need love too. You need to bring her back to civilization.
The world will want to know about it. And it turns out it's not a person on the other side, it's like a very small dinosaur.
He wonders why his dick got bitten off. Kaiko Kaiju was not happy that day.
Gaiku Kaiju does not fuck around with that.
He really doesn't. If you've learned anything about Gaiko Kaiju, he wants the insurance, but also is very vicious. Which, you know, you need hand
She's
in
like,
hand.
Fuck, I don't know.
What am I doing here? What is this? She showed up to the wrong set and just doesn't know what's happening.
She didn't realize she's riding the Bang Bus now.
It's the Bang Bus Bros. Wait, were we supposed to see if that hole was still there?
These people are way too rich. Well, this is a total porn house.
It is a porn house. It really is. This clearly belongs to, like, the porn producer.
Or they're renting it for the weekend.
Mmm. Okay. Did she just compare her to a parrot?
Yes.
You watch this, and we'll be right back. Oh my god.
Okay. Oh my god.
This acting.
Well, at least this movie does bridge caveman to the LA wars now.
It does, because clearly... I mean, clearly the main guy is part of the LA Wars. He looks like the kind of guy that would have wanted the youth center shut down.
Or he's that guy's third cousin.
Yeah, pretty much. If there's a connection, it works. We know that. Mm-hmm. But how does this link back to Golden Temple Amazons? It's Gaiku Kaiju, right? That's the link.
Gaiku Kaiju.
It's gotta be.
Gaiku Kaiju's the link. And they never really said that it didn't take place. Because don't we have the timeline so kind of murky at once?
Yeah.
So it would totally work with linking it to Caveman because of the Gaiku Kaiju and all that to the modern people that were in that movie.
Yes. I mean, she could easily, like, the Amazons could be her descendants, but we'll see.
Take her top off and give her, like, three raccoon tails that could be what's in that movie.
Yeah, we could totally see that fashion.
Great, honey. We've got some things to do.
She is just repeating things right now.
She's binging stuff on Netflix right now.
Yeah. And, you know, she could have saved per month by just watching Tubi. Now, are we going to see them, like, try to shower her? Like, I'm scared of what the hell this movie is going to end up.
Oh, anything could happen in this film.
And
Not Professor Matthews.
Oi! Why aren't we drinking all that booze from the booze cabinet right now?
Yes, I'm sitting down. Good.
Why did he have to check he was sitting down?
Really?
Yes, I'm on my rotary phone.
As you can see, it hasn't been cleaned in a while. You're not calling
collect. No.
Okay. Bow, bow,
bow. Okay, let's get ready for another jump cut.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, here we go again.
To be fair. This is totally like, let's get naked. Booby fair.
And Bede, and Bede missed this movie.
Bede missed this movie, all because of LL.
Good to the last drop.
Oh, dear Lord. Did she just say that while they're getting naked?
Hey guys, what are we watching? Hey, all right, I like this movie.
This
is a great film.
Hi, Craven.
I heard Bede was out that you needed a third.
I might step away. I don't know if I should be here right now.
No, you're not leaving Bachelor by himself. That's not going to happen again.
Oh, dear. This looks like the Savage Land as well.
Hey, that's my cousin Tony. The guy owes me $20.
Oh, you better get onto that.
Well, he doesn't carry his wallet, man.
I mean, where's he gonna fit it?
I can...
Don't finish that joke.
We won't go there. Well, it looks like he's in the present now.
Behave yourself, sit in the corner, watch the movie, shut the fuck up, and keep your hands where I can see him.
Yeah, keep your pants on. This isn't Pants Off Fridays. Or whatever.
That's a different podcast.
copyright. Patent pending.
Allegedly. Coming soon. Put it on the whiteboard, as I like to say.
Yes. With all our other ideas that will be coming soon. What is he doing?
This is the finest acting that Evan Stone has ever done.
It really looks to be. Is he eating the gravel?
Yeah.
Why? Tire tracks. How does he know what that is? They didn't have tires a million years ago. I don't know.
He needs that thing in Caveman where they stand him up and they crack their back so that he can stand upright.
That is, yes, that is genius. Well, now, she's got legs.
Stacey Keebler legs.
It's very Stacey Keebler-esque. Richard, I hope you know what you're talking about, because that's story. Okay, it sounds like they're lightly playing porn music.
Professor, what I'm going to show you is fantastic. Sharon is working.
Oh, is it now?
She'll be out in a bit. So how about a cocktail?
I feel like this is like the part in the porno where they have the orgy, and I'm scared. I'm terrified right now.
Yes. I'll have my martini shaken, and I'll have another martini stirred. And
oh, dear God.
And stirred.
What? Right. What?
I'll see what I can do for
you. I don't think he knows how to make martinis.
He doesn't know. That's not how martinis work.
Clearly, he thinks he's James Bond. What is with all the candles on the table?
What's with the wax fruit?
This house does not look like it would be owned by this guy. Come on.
This is not the same house as the last scene.
No.
You'll see. We've been working with her a little bit, and she has the amazing capacity to pick things up. She's at Cro-Magnon level already.
Okay.
This guy's a moron.
Oh God, I don't want to know what is gonna happen. We are almost halfway through, almost.
Thank God, this is a short one.
This is a short one, and that's definitely what she said. What the fuck?
Science.
That looks like it was made in 1950. That's just a tape deck.
That is some ultra expensive science right there.
Oh, yes. Many years of teaching electronics.
He teaches electronics, and that's what he brings. Oh, my Lord. I'm pretty sure the budget for this was $2.
So much science going on.
It's all the science. Let's see how they science the cave lady.
And watch what happens when you push a button. that light goes on. Mm. Ah, exciting.
Mm. Wait, is he going to find their house?
He's tracked him.
Oh!
Oh!
He ate the tire tracks. Give him about, I don't know, 2 weeks and he'll be world champion. He's going to be pushed to the moon.
Oh, booby fair.
Oh, sexy fair. Don't. Oh, he's liking it.
Oh,
he likes it. He's enjoying being the peeping Tom right now.
Let's see the jump cut coming.
Oh, booby fair, which we didn't get to see. Oh, God, I don't... Oh. I don't approve of this. Oh, he's about to discover autoerotic asphyxiation.
Erotic asphyxiation. I was about to say that.
God. Why does he sound like a parrot? What is going on?
Okay, oh, he's got to be... We need to nominate him for, like, best actor this season.
Yes,
for the Tubi Awards.
What have they done to her? Oh, we missed the bath.
Whoa, down, girl. Smells fresh. Like a summer's day.
Oh, she my God.
Douchebag? I think she likes you.
Meow, meow.
Meow, meow.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Matthews, this is Tara.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is definitely... They just cut out the porn from this movie. It's very obvious.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now.
Yes, please do. I need to know.
Professor, we have everything set up.
Professor, we have three sexy ladies here. Let's go.
I can't wait to see what kind of.
Actually, Bede's not here, so we don't even have the trivia person.
No.
Damn it.
Tara, come with me, girl.
Nipple fair.
They know.
I mean, they don't believe in bras in this household.
Yes.
Alright, I'm gonna look up this movie.
Yeah, I'm trying to too. All I can find is like Queens of the Stone Age and things like that, but
yeah, that's exactly what's coming up for me. And then it says no results. No. This is a boding well.
Let's go IMDb.
Stone Age Sirens. Let's see. This is also apparently on Prime Video. Ad. We are
only the
2333.
Only the finest for this movie.
Oh, this is always called always. Also called. Oh wait, short ad. We are back now. 2334. Teenage Cave Girl, which makes this even more creepy. Tara, a prehistoric cave girl, is accidentally transported to the future where she has a passionate encounter with two archaeologists. Her boyfriend, Tico, also finds his way to the future. And
I love how he's like perfect. He's a caveman, but he's perfectly shaved.
Right. There are six sex scenes in the film, averaging one for every 12.5 minutes of runtime. So yes, they edited out the porn. Because Teenage Cave Girl goes for an hour and 20 minutes. And this is only like 46 minutes.
Oh my god.
Wow, you were spot fucking on.
That's why I'm the professor.
And this is why he's the professor of everything. He's the smartest.
I wouldn't say that.
Well,
I've got a degree.
He has a degree. Where'd you get it from? We don't know.
All right, Bobby Keane School of Broadcasting.
Hey. So it says USA new title, Stone Age Sirens. So clearly that's what's going on. I'm trying to find out more, but I can't really. Oh, it's on Letterboxd as Teenage Cave Girl. Stone Age Sex Kittens? Actually, I think this is, like, meant to be a Skinamax movie.
Probably was.
Yeah. I'm just fascinated now. Like, why there's this version that is so short. Oh, there's a Wikipedia page. Let's see if that helps. A softcore pornographic film.
Richard loves to buy me expensive stuff, so I'll shut up about his fossil, honey. He's such a
wow. I love I'm just, it. Material looks so silky. Does it actually say anything here? Sure. It really doesn't. There's like
another
almost...
booby fair.
Oh now. How did he get there? I feel robbed of all the stuff we're missing now.
Yeah, what's the fun?
Yeah, full moon, what were you thinking?
God, check this guy out.
So a strange man walks into the house and these two are just like meow.
With wax fruit.
I think he's looking for Tara.
I wonder how he found us. I wonder what they're going to use that horn in the background for.
Oh no. Well,
so I guess we should just keep them occupied until they're done testing her. What are you thinking? Oh my god! No.
And Bede missed it.
And Bede is not here. Yep, this really is like an unofficial After Dark episode. It really is.
This is like when you do one of those spin-off episodes, like a backdoor pilot for the After Dark.
Damn it, we missed the three-way. I'm so sad. Sciencing!
Science!
What are they even doing?
Gaiku Kaijus!
There is little babies. Oh, there he is! How come these effects look slightly better than before? Stock footage. Has to be.
Yep.
And I might add, even though they used a pseudonym, this was directed by Fred Olen Ray, who we watched one of his movies not that long ago with Possessed by the Night.
Yeah.
So we know the quality that we're in for.
Tara, think back. Think back to prehistoric times.
What the? I'm sure there's better uses for this technology.
Mm-hmm.
That thing says VHS.
So suddenly Ringo Starr comes on screen. And they start putting on clips from Caveman.
They should be doing that. That would have been awesome. Well. This is the greatest discovery of the 21st century. Congratulations. Thank you. It's okay, Tara. It's all over. Now it's time for your threesome, I think. I think. I'm scared. I mean, we're not going to see it, so that's fine.
Can we get back up to upstairs?
They're going to join the orgy upstairs? I don't know. Jeez, that wasn't a long orgy.
How did she get downstairs? She just teleported downstairs.
She did, and she got dressed. Well, we assume she got undressed. Well, I think we know this already ties back to Possessed by the Night.
Yeah. Is that where, like, Steven Seagal's stomach came from?
It did. It came through the portal. Oh, I know. Definitely. Hit him over the head and knock him out. I'm going to embarrass Bede because he's not here. But the other day, we were at, it's like a recycle store. So you take your old stuff and they resell it for charity, blah, blah, blah. We're looking at the DVDs and Bede found like 2-3 packs of direct-to-video Steven Seagal movies and he bought them.
Oh my god.
I mean,
Bede.
I might have pressured him slightly, but it was definitely his idea. So.
Sure it was.
Bede, you should be very embarrassed right now. What the fuck?! What the hell? Caveman that you saw? Absolutely not. It's dark. Oh my god. Bede.
that costs you. That is how many subscribers for Bede to wear that outfit?
I bet
he knew there was a better costume.
Yeah, it is. I think Bede's going to say 10. He would say 10. Bede, get back to us on that one.
I want Evan Stone just to beat the shit out of him.
I kind of want to see that. I mean, why should we feel bad about it? I mean, it's not our fault if she decides. I kind of feel like I need to see more of his work. No, it's not our fault.
Right. Showtime. Let's go. I think he was Riddler in the Batman 66 porno.
That makes sense. I could see him doing that, actually. Oh, wow. He worked out how cars work quicker than people who have been on the road for 20 years. We'll see if he knows what the indicator stick is for.
Why did she change back into her bikini?
I was about to ask the same thing. Are they gonna? They're gonna kidnap her. I'm pretty sure. Is this turning into one of those right now?
Oh.
That bed is ancient. These people would not own that.
It's the death bed.
It is the death bed.
So she knows better. That's why she's sleeping on the floor.
Exactly. She's actually very clever. That's not how they talk. We worked out all that in Caveman.
That's racist.
It is. It's very bad. No, go back to sleep. What is with that blanket? Go check. It looks like shit.
That bed needs some fried chicken.
It really does. It really does. Oh no, she's gone. I wonder where she went. Who are you talking to, lady? Oh my goodness.
Meanwhile, in Gotham.
Meanwhile, in the LA
on another
Wars,
porn set.
See, I've worked it out. Like, he thinks that having her will win him the LA Wars, but he's sorely mistaken. Yes. We will.
He's going to use her. He's going to use her as a weapon to get to the dinosaurs of the past.
Yes.
So he can win the LA Wars.
Yes. But what he doesn't know is the LA Wars have not ended yet.
We just made this a totally much better film.
Mm-hmm. That would actually make way more sense. I don't like where this is going right now. Stock footage.
That's what happens when Geico Kaiju comes.
Ew. I can't unsee it, Pat.
You're welcome.
How dare you? What? Oh my god, what is going on? What are they actually trying to do? What? You... Oh my god. He's right behind you, wanker. Well, this definitely goes down as the weirdest porno I've ever watched.
Not me.
Allegedly. Rotary phone!
Rotary phone!
That excited me a little bit. Is she in danger? He is officially my favorite actor. Sharon!
It's Tara!
Jesus Christ. Oh dear god, what are they doing to him?
How did they know how to use the machine?
I mean, look at it. It's very prehistoric. Oh dear. She went there in her, like...
Oh dear.
God, okay. Well, this movie does need to be as pervy as possible. I'm pretty sure he said boobies. He's gone stupid. A victim of his own evil machinations. What the fuck? I feel sorry for B that he's missed this glorious movie. That Tara and whoever this or this is, edit of this glorious movie. As long as they remain, they'll never be safe from those like
Professor Matthews or others who would exploit them. Well, except for the boobies, we'd actually be able to use most of this for the YouTube preview.
Pretty much. Unlike last week where I could barely use anything.
Yes. I thought of that when I picked the movie.
You just wanted to make my video editing life even more difficult.
Allegedly.
That is a big Winnebago. What do you mean, one more hour? You're right where you found her! Hey, guys, how you doing back there? Maybe I should go check them. I bet they're having sex. And she's gonna join them. I mean, that's how I'd write this movie.
That's totally what would happen.
Yeah. Oh, here we go!
There we go!
Craven, keep your pants on!
Yes, I see you.
Oh dear god!
Oh my god.
This is going full, like...
This is the best movie of all time.
I bet you think so, Craven.
It has dinosaurs and has boobs. Of course he loves it.
I mean, why wouldn't he love it? So they just had an orgy in the back of the Winnebago.
And he had to sit there like a cuck.
Yep. We could tell he was the cuck, clearly. Oh, we just got dressed this again.
It's such a fan family-friendly episode.
They were just talking without their clothes on. Nothing happened. Well, if I remember correctly, the vortex should be right around that hillside. Well, why didn't you drive there? Come on then, let's go. Let's go, guys. I reckon they all should go back in the past.
Yeah.
That's what should totally happen. But then, like, that thing will just be open unless they work out how to close it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We don't know how this happened. She threw a spear and a vortex opened. I mean, I think that's what happens when Gaiku Kaiju does a fart.
Yeah.
Mm.
Or it's what happens when Gaiku Kaiju comes. a dimensional vortex opens up.
It does. That's why he can't do it that often. You can't have too many of those lying around.
That's why he is all powerful.
Oh dear. Oh dear. Oh, they will. We've seen that movie.
I'd laugh if they go through and they die instantly.
I was like, it didn't work, but no, they just don't have special effects. What, seeing them go back home to their prehistoric age? No, she wants to have sex with you again. Giant sustained orgasm. Oh yeah,
baby. Turn the heat up. What? Did you cheat on me?
Yeah, what happens in the Winnebago stays in the Winnebago. I want to see a dinosaur go through that vortex, damn it.
What the hell was that all about?
It beats me. I mean, they were trying to get me to talk, but I wasn't having any of that.
Oh, wow. That was obnoxious enough,
right? The next time I pick the vacation spot.
Wow. So now
it's my fault.
Yeah, it's your fault. Whose idea was this? Let's go to prehistoric times. It'd be a lot of fun. It's your fault. You did so say that.
Oh.
You make me.
This is a twist.
Let's just go, please.
Aren't you forgetting something?
Oh. Well now.
You know what? Sometimes I think this thing's more trouble than it's worth. Let's
go. Nobody saw this coming.
I did not think that was gonna happen. What? They're aliens?
What?
What was what? What the fuck did we just watch?
Best ending ever.
That was amazing. I didn't see that coming, and I give it 10 out of 10.
Oh my god, this film.
This 45 minutes of movie was amazing.
Maybe this is the secret. We don't have to watch hour and a half movies. We could do 45 minute movies.
We should just keep doing these full moon re-edits. I am so down with that.
Add him to the rotation.
Yes. Yes. Full moon is the gift that keeps on giving. It really is. Oh my god, his face. Now, I'm not going to Google anybody that was in this movie at all. Not happening.
That's what save search is for.
Mm-hmm. I will save search, look them all up. Just to be safe. And Jay Richardson! And coming up next on Tubi, Femalian Cosmic Crush. Sounds right. And we'll stop it there because we're not actually watching that right now. Also coming up, apparently, Time Babes, From Beyond Infinity, Star Princess Defender, and Dead Sexy. So thank you, Tubi.
I still say for like 1 month, we should just let Tubi pick the movies. We'll pick one movie and then based on its recommendations for the next one.
Yes, we will do that. We will go by what Tubi tells us.
So if it recommends four movies, we have to vote which one, and that would be the next episode.
That's it. Yeah, that's what we do. Done deal. But yes, that was this week's episode of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast as chosen by Gaiku Kaiju. So thank you for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you have had a good time and that you continue to listen to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. And please subscribe to us on your podcast player of choice, or head to supermarcy.com or our link tree at linktr.ee/the2btuesdayspodcast for all the socials and podcast links so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere. Please do that. And if you want to check out Super Marcy, which is me, I'm on Twitter at supermarcy. And you can also find me on Letterboxd at super_Marcy. A bead. I mean,
it's not here.
Bead, where not can people here. Find you, Bead? I don't know. Bead's not here, but if you want to catch Bead, he is available on his Twitter account at BeadJamine. And if you want to scope out Bead's new podcast venture that is coming very soon, that is also on Twitter, and you can find that at BeadVSTLD. And Batch, where can people find you?
You can find me every Tuesday on Web Tales, the Spider-Man podcast, a podcast where Mark Shabelli and I recap all the classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the beginning to present day. Also, make sure you subscribe to Pop4D on all your podcast feeds, as well as on the official Pop4D Facebook group.
Excellent. Be sure to do all that, and most of the links should be available on the link tree. So, that's it from us for this week. Tune in next week, where hopefully Bede will be back with his pick. Until then, we'll see you next Tuesday, everybody. Bye-bye. The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark doo 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 doo. Surfy Shark doo 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 doo. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.